Welcome to Unit 1, Basic Computing Concepts, Including History. This is the first unit for Component 4, Introduction to Information and Computer Science. The objectives for Unit 1 are to define what a computer is, to list different types of computers, to define common elements of computer systems, to describe the various hardware and software options for typical desktop, laptop, and server systems for home and business use, focusing on healthcare systems, and finally, to explain the development of computers and the Internet, including healthcare systems, up until the present time. Let's start by defining what a computer is. According to Webster's Dictionary, a computer is one that computes. Specifically, a programmable, usually electronic device that can store, retrieve, and process data. Originally, this term applied to people since they were the ones who were doing the first computations. Now, we use computers to refer almost exclusively to electronic devices that do computations. But the definition of a computer is far more broad than just a computer that sits on your desktop or your laptop. It includes anything, any electronic device that can store, retrieve, and process data, specifically that can take input and give you output. Let's look at the different types of computers. The first computers were extremely large and expensive. They were developed by the government, universities, and industry. In the 1970s, computers for personal use were introduced. These were used by businesses too and eventually became commonplace by the 1980s and 90s. And these are called personal computers. Desktop computers were the first personal computers, then laptops were introduced. Notebooks and netbooks are basically smaller, lighter laptops. Tablet computers have touch screens and are usually very small and light. They may include a keyboard or they may not. The iPad is the latest tablet computer to be introduced. Today, personal computing has become even more ubiquitous with the advent of mobile computing and smartphones. Initially, mobile phones weren't considered to be personal computers, but now smartphones have functionality and systems similar to personal computers. They have an operating system, large memory, significant storage, network connectivity, applications, or what iPhone users call apps. Personal computers are becoming faster, more powerful, and smaller as technology progresses. Another type of computer are the large-scale computers. We're all familiar with desktop and laptop computers, but there are very large, fast computers used by corporations, the government, etc. that can store, calculate, and process huge amounts of data. Mainframes and servers can handle large amounts of data. Supercomputers can perform computations very quickly on large amounts of data. Because technology has progressed so much, the power of our personal computers has approached the power of mainframes and supercomputers of not very long ago. But today's supercomputers and mainframes are capable of handling even more data and computations because the applications demand it. Scientific applications, for example, can become more precise and faster with more computing power and storage. The models that computers run are more accurate with more data points, so increased storage and computing power is needed to run bigger and better models. Another type of computer is the embedded computer. Embedded computers are contained within larger devices. And these embedded computers are everywhere. You may not even be aware of all of them. Anything that has some smartness to it has an embedded computer. Most electronic devices today are actually computers. Everything from microwaves to DVD players to MP3 players to anti-lock brake systems. Can you think of any other examples of embedded computers in your life? All sorts of electronic devices, machines, equipment, etc. contain embedded computers. These computers are not general purpose ones like our desktops. Instead, they provide specific functionality with very limited input. Example, the load, play, pause, forward, and reverse buttons on a DVD, and very specific outcomes. It has been programmed by the manufacturer to do specific tasks, hopefully safely and correctly, especially those devices that are contained within medical equipment. Now, all computers contain hardware and software. Hardware is what it sounds like. It's the physical equipment that makes up the computer. And software is just the programs that are run on the hardware that make that computer useful. One type of computer hardware are the input devices. Input devices allow users to provide input to the computer. There are many different ways that users can do this with a computer. Some examples are keystrokes on a keyboard, mouse clicks, touching a touch screen, speaking into a microphone, importing photos from a camera, touching or writing with a stylus, scanning a photo or a document. This input is then processed by the computer and the appropriate action is taken. For example, if you click on a button at your favorite online store, the computer does something in response, like adding an item to your shopping cart. Output devices are anything that display or provide output from some computer action. For example, when you use a personal computer, you are continually providing input through your keyboard and mouse, and the resulting actions are displayed on your computer monitor. If you're typing a document in Word, each keystroke results in a character appearing on your monitor. Similarly, if you're projecting the output from your computer instead of using a monitor, the output would appear projected on a screen or wall. Printers are another way to get output from your computer. At one time, printers were used exclusively for output instead of monitors or other output devices. Now printers are used to produce a paper output when the user chooses it. Sound is another way to receive output from a computer. These sounds can be beeps, clicks, etc. that confirm your input was received. It can also be sound in videos or music that's being played on the computer. The motherboard is the central printed circuit board of the computer. It holds all the parts of the computer and provides connectors to peripherals. It contains the processor, memory, connectors, and expansion slots. We will discuss these in detail in future slides. The processor, or central processing unit, CPU, is the brain of the computer. It controls all functions of the computer and performs all of the operations. Its processing speed is measured in hertz, which is abbreviated by HC. Current systems run at gigahertz speeds, which is equivalent to billion machine cycles per second. Now, fast computer processors certainly will give you a fast overall computer system, but is not the only determinant of overall computer speed. We will talk about other factors that determine this as well. And modern systems have multiple processors or core. When a computer has multiple cores or processors, it can execute multiple instructions concurrently, which definitely speeds up your computer speed. Another part of computer hardware is the computer's memory. There are two types. The first is read-only memory, which is abbreviated as ROM, and this is permanent memory. This is going to, anything that's stored in ROM will be there whether the computer is on or off. Random access memory, which is abbreviated as RAM, is considered volatile. RAM is active only when your computer is on and running. So anything that is in RAM while your computer is on is not going to be saved once your computer is turned off. RAM is where programs are stored as they run, and this is known as primary storage. Also, within your computer, you may have multiple levels of RAM, and the fastest and smallest of this is often called a cache, and it is very close to the CPU, so it's very fast. More RAM can speed up your computer since it provides more space for programs to run. If there's not enough space, the computer will load a portion of what's running into memory and then switch it out for another portion when you need it. This switching can slow down your computer significantly. So ideally, you'd have enough RAM in your computer to hold the majority of what you want to execute or run at a given time. RAM, often just called memory, holds all programs as they run, but it's not where programs are stored permanently. For example, if you are using a word processor, your program is running in memory, and the document you are editing in memory is stored there as well. That is why you have to save your document for it to persist after word processing program ends. And we all know what happens when you don't save a document as you're editing it and something awful happens, like you lose power or your computer crashes. You know that that was not saved, and that's because it was only in memory. It was not saved to permanent storage. So then, where are programs and documents saved permanently? It's in something called secondary storage. Secondary storage is where all your programs, data, and files are stored permanently. Internal hard drives store your programs and data that you use often. External hard drives, which are ones that are contained outside of your computer case, can also store that too, but are often just used to back up computers. When the computer loads something from secondary storage, meaning if you open up a new program, it has to be loaded from your secondary storage into your memory, that process is pretty slow. So computers try to minimize the number of times you need to load or switch programs that are running in memory. Because remember, if you don't have enough memory, if your memory isn't large enough to store everything you're running, then it's going to have to switch out those pieces as you use them, and that switching can be very slow. Now, other types of storage that you have in a computer are what called removable storage, and these are everything from floppy disks to optical disks to USB flash drives. Floppy drives aren't used very much anymore, but optical drives, CDs, and DVDs are much more popular. Flash drives are small portable drives that you can plug into your computer using a USB port. All removable storage allows users to store data, for example, video, images, etc., as a backup or as a way to archive. Also, removable storage provides a way to transfer data and files from one computer to another. So, for example, if you took pictures of an event and you downloaded them to your computer, you could save them to a DVD and then give it to your friends so that they can have the photos as well. Another part of computer hardware are its connectors and ports. Ports are the way to connect peripheral devices to your computer, and these types of devices are monitors, keyboards, mouse, printers, and network connections. Universal Serial Bus, or the USB port, is very fast and is often used to connect these devices. But there are other ports on your computer as well. There are ports for video, audio, FireWire, which is the comparable port on a Mac to USB. And there are connections that are used for networks, such as an Ethernet or modem port. The other component of computers, besides hardware, is the software for the computer. Without software, the hardware is virtually useless. The most important software that you have on your computer is its operating system. We abbreviate this as OS. And the operating system coordinates the hardware and the software. And we all know how important it is, because have you ever had your OS crash? If you have, you know that your computer does not run without it. The function of the OS is to coordinate all of the functions of the computer. It's the layer between the other programs you want to run and the hardware. It also provides a way for the user to interact with a computer. Today, we are used to OSs that have graphical user interfaces, meaning we interact with them using a mouse and a keyboard. But there are still some OSs out there that just use type commands, and some examples of that are DOS, Unix, and Linux. Now, in general, there are many operating systems out there that you'd be familiar with or that you've seen. I'm sure you've seen Microsoft Windows, you've seen the operating systems that run on Macs, and you may have even seen an operating system called Linux, which is the open source version of the operating system known as Unix. Now, the other type of computer software that you run on your computer is what's called application software. Applications are what make computers fun for everyone. They're the reasons that we use our computers for work, social networking, and play. There are so many different types of applications available that it's impossible to list them all. But some examples that you may have used yourself are word processors, electronic medical records, spreadsheets, web browsers, video games, pretty much anything that you use on your computer is application software. There are still other parts of a computer that could be considered components. Networks and databases are used on many computers and are a combination of both hardware and software. Networks connect to other computers into the internet. There are hardware ports on PCs to do this. Cables connect PCs to routers and to other network connections. The operating system, or the software, of the computer and the network OS of the network are what make the network work. Databases are often parts of large applications. You may not have one on your PC, but you may connect to one, especially online. Databases require a server, which is a computer with a large amount of storage, along with a DBMS, which is the software that makes it work. Databases store data in such a way that it's quickly and easily stored and retrieved, much faster than a flat file or a spreadsheet. Computer software and hardware work together to provide a system that's usable for people. Software is the interface between the user and the computer. Without meaningful, easy-to-use applications, people wouldn't use computers. If the hardware is slow, people won't use the applications because they'll take too long to run. So it's important to get a good balance of having hardware that can support the type of applications that you want to run and to have applications that you really want to run that serve your purposes. In summary, computers are electronic devices that input, calculate, and output data. Computers range from personal computers or PCs to large mainframes and supercomputers. Computers are also found in most electronic devices today, even those that we aren't even aware are computers. All computers are composed of hardware and software. Hardware are the physical equipment that compose or comprise the computer, and software are the applications that rerun on the computer.